Alright folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation, your daily dose of chill in a world that's anything but. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life, with a little more grace, a whole lot less stress, and maybe even a chuckle or two along the way. Now, let's talk about something near and dear to my heart, self-care. I know, it sounds like some fluffy, Pinterest-worthy buzzword, right? But trust me, this ain't your average bubble bath and face mask routine. We're diving deep into the real deal, nurturing self-love that goes beyond the surface. It's about honoring yourself, understanding your needs, and building a solid foundation of well-being from the inside out. Ever felt like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're pouring everything into everyone else but forgetting to fill your own cup? That, my friends, is a major red flag. We need to shift gears and prioritize ourselves, not because we're selfish, but because it's essential for our mental, emotional, and physical health. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put dirty gas in your car and expect it to run smoothly, right? So why would you treat your body and mind any differently? Self-care is about refueling, recharging, and getting back on track. And the best part? It's a journey, not a destination. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. It's all about finding what works for you and making it a regular practice. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Listen to your body. This is crucial. Your body is constantly sending you signals. Through fatigue, aches, stress, or even just a nagging feeling that something's off. Pay attention to these cues and give yourself what you need, whether it's rest, movement, healthy food, or simply some quiet time to recharge. 2. Set boundaries. This is huge. Learning to say no without guilt is a superpower. Protect your energy by setting clear limits on what you commit to, both personally and professionally. It's okay to prioritize yourself and decline requests that drain you or don't align with your values. Remember, saying yes to everything can lead to burnout and resentment, and no one wants that. 3. Embrace imperfection. Seriously, let go of the need to be perfect. We're all human, and that means we make mistakes, have off days, and sometimes just don't measure up to our own unrealistic expectations. Be kind to yourself, accept your imperfections, and focus on progress over perfection. Celebrate small victories, and remember that you're doing your best. 4. Nurture your passions. What lights you up? What activities bring you joy and make you feel alive? Make time for these things, even if it's just a few minutes each day. Whether it's reading, painting, hiking, playing music, or simply spending time in nature, prioritize the things that nourish your soul and spark your creativity. 5. Practice gratitude. This is a game changer. Focusing on the good in your life can shift your entire perspective. Take a moment each day to appreciate the simple things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. Gratitude can be a powerful antidote to stress and negativity, helping you cultivate a more positive and fulfilling life. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're rushing around trying to juggle work, family, social commitments, the whole shebang. You're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and like you're on the verge of an emotional meltdown. Sound familiar? We've all been there. But then you remember something important. You prioritize a short walk in nature, even if it's just for 15 minutes. During that walk, you focus on your breath, the sounds around you, and the feeling of the sun on your skin. You let go of the worries swirling in your head and simply enjoy the present moment. Boom! That small act of self-care makes a world of difference. Suddenly, you feel calmer, more grounded, and ready to tackle whatever comes next. See? It's not about grand gestures. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being, even amidst the chaos. So remember, folks, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. By nurturing yourself, you create a ripple effect of positive energy that touches every aspect of your life. Be kind to yourselves, honor your needs, and tap into that inner power that knows exactly what you need to thrive. And, as always, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder to prioritize themselves. Let's spread the love and create a world where self-care is celebrated, not stigmatized. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and embracing your awesomeness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.